Chapter 16. Getting to Know the Enemy. Germany, April 2nd through 30th, 1945. The reactions of the men of Easy to the German people depended on their different preconceptions and experiences. Some found reasons to reinforce their hatred. Others loved the country and the people. Nearly everyone ended up changing his mind. All of them were fascinated. The standard story of how the American GI reacted to the foreign people he met during the course of World War II runs like this. He felt the Arabs were despicable, liars, thieves, dirty, awful, without a redeeming feature. The Italians were liars, thieves, dirty, wonderful, with many redeeming features, but never to be trusted. The rural French were sullen, slow, and ungrateful, while the Parisians were rapacious, cunning, indifferent to whether they were cheating Germans or Americans. The British people were brave, resourceful, quaint, reserved, dull. The Dutch were, as noted, regarded as simply wonderful in every way. But the average GI never was in Holland, only the airborne. The story ends up thus. Wonder of wonders, the average GI found that the people he liked best, identified most closely with, enjoyed being with, were the Germans. Clean, hard-working, disciplined, educated, middle class in their tastes and lifestyles. Many GIs noted that, so far as they could tell, the only people in the world who regarded a flush toilet and soft white toilet paper as a necessity were the Germans and the Americans. The Germans seemed to many American soldiers as just like us. GIs noted with approval that the Germans began picking up the rubble the morning after the battle had passed by, and contrasted that with the French, where no one yet had bothered to clean up the mess. Obviously, they noted with high approval all those young German girls and the absence of competition from young German boys. They loved the German food and beer, but most of all, they loved the German homes. They stayed in many homes, from the Rhine through Bavaria to Austria, sometimes a different one each night. Invariably, they found running hot and cold water, electric lights, a proper toilet and paper, coal for the stove. Webster wrote of this period, "Coming off guard into your own home was a sensation unequaled in the army. We left the hostile blackness behind when we opened the outside door. Beyond the blackout curtains, a light glowed, and as we hung our rifles on the hat rack and shed our raincoats, idle chatter drifted from the kitchen and gave us a warm, settled feeling. A pot of coffee would be simmering on the stove,